Coldplay and Paradise on ABC Southeast with Stan Thompson this morning, and it's 12 minutes past nine. Hello, Peter Hennis.
Good morning, Stan Thompson.
My goodness,
what
me.
A pleasure
you,
it is.
Have you left the room? Because I think you were on the last day I was here, and I thought.
I think it was,
I walked in and thought, hello, Peter's still sitting here.
Yeah.
Good to see you, but we're talking about Men's Shed this morning. And you had a cluster meeting.
Yes, we had our last, between the last time we spoke on the air and this time, there was a big cluster meeting that I'd spoken about quite a bit. It went off very successfully with about 130 people attending. Some travelled from as far away as Manham, which is quite a distance to come down just to find out what's going on down this way. And many places in between, plus they had people from the general public. There was quite a few reports come back to the shed saying, when will the next one be held? And that will be in the future with Hayward Men's Shed. And a big thank you to the many sponsors, guest speakers and the committee involved in getting this up and going. Things that are going on at our shed are a group of men are getting the Christmas garland decorations up to par, cleaning them up and fixing
them up.
That's
right, you do that for
council.
The council, don't you?
Yeah. There is a strong work for the making of the garden beds up there still. And a fellow is doing a trophy extension for the Millicent High School. This is for the Kelly Egan Perpetual Award that they have over there.
Mm.
Another person is doing knocky boards up to making pasta.
Peter, knocky I know, board I know, but what's a knocky board?
I got no idea. I'm only reporting this, Stan.
Of all the questions I had to ask, it was one you didn't have the answer for.
It's to do with the local author, Rosanna Rosanna Rogelini Caspino. It's a book.
Uh-huh.
And
Piccolina.
Yeah,
all right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of men have also been doing Jack and Jill chairs for a client in town.
Oh, good. Geez, you're a busy lot.
They're very busy out there at the moment.
Yeah. And that's the way you want it. With your cluster meeting, did you find a lot of commonality with everybody, or are some doing things differently?
I believe some things are being done differently. The whole idea of these cluster meetings is to get together and talk about what you're doing, how you're doing it, and so forth. Men pick up different ideas, what they're doing over in Victoria and up north and so forth are sometimes completely different to here.
Well, Victorians are a bit different, aren't they?
Oh, they are.
Come
but
on.
That's, we won't go into that.
What's happening more locally? What about Millicent?
Millicent working on producing a number of kennels for cats.
Kennels for cats?
Kennels for cats. This is for a lady over there that is taking in rescue cats over there, and so they're going to be painted and so forth, and it's just to keep them a little bit better than just...
How many are they making?
At the moment, they're making 10.
Ooh.
About 10. That's what they sort of said they were going to do. The garden over there is also looking very productive at the moment, keeping fresh produce up to the members to take home, and they will... They are looking for more sleepers. So if anybody's got any spare sleepers lying around the place,
I'm a good sleeper.
I'm a good sleeper as well at times. And they got to make up another dozen garden beds over there.
All
so
right.
If you've got
so
any laying around, get in touch with the committee over there.
Yeah, because they don't have to be perfect, do they?
Perfect not for
condition.
A garden bed, no.
No.
And the model railway. Group in the Millicent Men's Shed. Their layout is progressing well. They're nearly got it up and running. They want to try for getting things ready for the Giltwood Festival that's coming up shortly.
Yes, of course.
And they'll be doing a bit of a demo over there for that.
Mm. So the trains will be back on the track, won't they?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. Now let's move, what would you say, south? Kingston?
Kingston, yeah, that's a little bit towards the west, not quite south. Oh,
that's right, yes.
Yeah, Port Mac south.
Don't correct me, Peter.
Yeah, well, the Kingston men shared have just had their AGM, and for all their positions have been filled up, and that hasn't happened for quite some time. So
well, that's a healthy
that's good
sign,
for them.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good sign for them over there.
All right.
We will venture down to Port Mac now, and the shed is still selling kindling down there, $9 a bag for a 10-kilo bag. There's not much work getting done down there. It's too cold, and they would rather sit around, talk, and drink coffee. 3 weeks ago, they had a visit from the Diabetes SA, and that was very interesting for some of the men down there, with some of them actually getting tested and having to go and get a get further checkups.
So that encouraged the fact that diabetes were there. Yeah. That encouraged them to go and get tested.
Well, they got tested at the shed, as did the same thing happened in Mount Gambier. Diabetes SA were down in the southeast. And
is that
they
a little
went around
finger
to the
prick,
shed.
Is it? Is that...
Yeah, they'd done the simple prick, and the, some of the guys were told that, look, it's up a little bit. You better go and get it checked out with your doctor and take it from there.
All right. Okay, now, let's not go south. Let's turn around and go, can I say north, Peter?
Yeah, I reckon it'd
put
be north.
Put your compass
away.
We'll
go up to Keith up
let's
there.
Let's go to Keith. What's happening there?
The winter exodus has started with a couple of, and also a couple of medical procedures has lowered the numbers at the site. But requests for things to be created or fixed still roll on. Results, these left are busier than ever with the usual garden beds, the picnic tables, the mud kitchens and the spoggy traps.
Can I ask you what that is?
It's a spoggy trap. It's the same as like a normal bird trap. And it's for catching spoggies. Yeah.
Right.
Some people don't want them on their properties
they
and so forth.
They don't want spoggies. Is it spoggy season, is it?
Oh, there must be quite a few up there. I don't know.
Oh, dear. A spoggy trap. Righto.
Yeah.
But, see, that's a lot. That's a lot of skill goes into that, isn't it? I mean, picnic tables and the traps that you talked about and mud kitchens.
Yeah.
There's a lot of skill being applied.
Well, this is where the gather-round thing that we had in Mount Gambier is where these things come in, and they talk about how they make them those items up and how to go about doing it.
All right. And new members are coming
into Keith? Yeah, they've got a few new members up at Keith, and welcomed a few of them. They joined them for coffee on Wednesday mornings. If you want to come down there, go down to 16 McBain Street in Keith, and they'll welcome you there. And when not at the shed, the fellows are burning plenty of firewood.
That's clever.
Yeah, very clever.
What are
clever.
You doing today, dear? Oh, I've got a bit of firewood I want to burn. If you want me, I'll be standing right in front of it. Now, Keith's neighbour is Bordertown. What's happening there?
The shed now is a security system up and running, which is a good thing to have in most of the sheds these days, as Mount Gambier found out not so long ago. They had a little bit of an incident out there as well. The shed, they're selling kindling for $10 an onion bag, and that's available at various spots around town. A shed, and the shed was donated a 20-by-20-foot shed to which they're putting up outside in the grounds.
Oh.
And the local hospital has gifted them a heap of leatherwork items. And now the shed is using their CNC that they have up there to cut out designs for wallets, handbags and belts.
Oh, right, a bit of leatherwork.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. ABC Southeast, 21 minutes past 9. You're with Stan Thompson and Peter Hennis this morning, who's keeping us up to date with what's happening in the men's shed. And if you've got something you'd like to contribute, call us 0467 922 783 or text on 1300 476 222. Tintinara, Peter?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Tintinara has got a little bit of bad news up there, and they've actually lost three members. They're very staunch members. They've been there for quite some time, and they've lost three of them in a very short time. So condolences go to all the families up there involved with that. But on a brighter side, the canvas covers for the precision machinery have been delivered, and they look great. They have banded together up there to pump out four garden sheds, garden beds in very quick time, and now they're looking at converting a heap of old water tanks up there into garden beds for the community gardens, and they've also up there been doing canned rubbish bins for the football club.
Rubbish bins to put the cans in.
It's a bin that they put the cans in to just stop people tipping them over and whatever. And also up there, must be admitted that it's a bit of hard work getting out of bed in these cold mornings. So it seems to be a common theme going on at the moment.
What about Nara Court?
The new shed is up and running, which means that the Spawn Machinery Group are now enjoying their new premises up there. Kindling is also available at their shed for $10 a bag, and that's a 10-kilo bag. Members are making up boot and shoe holders for the local kindy and making shelves for the Flying Doctors.
All right. Yeah. So that's for the office?
I presume it's for the office up there, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Panola.
Panola, the main jobs up at Panola are working on doing all the seating around town. The council seating where people just walking around, they need a seat and sit down. Well, those got to be refixed up, and so they're doing that. Plus, they're just having a lot of small jobs coming in all the time.
Right, yeah. Coleraine.
Over the border to Coleraine, the Lutchen chairs are still going big and strong over there. A lot of people don't really know what they are. You see a lot of them in the English movies and county sides and so forth, but they're apparently going fairly well over there.
Lutchen chairs. I'll just spell that for people that are not familiar with, because I haven't actually seen that word written down. Lutchin chairs. Yeah.
Mm, okay. Yeah. Now, they've had orders coming in from Mount Gambier and Melbourne. They've even had one from Queensland. But as yet, they don't know how they're going to do this, so it may not go ahead, because they've got to be able to get it up there.
Yeah, you can't just put a stamp on them and send it, can you? Yeah.
And other than that, they're doing a lot of small jobs.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine if people are heading up to Queensland for what they consider to be the warmer weather, maybe they can take some with them.
Would they have enough room in their car?
That's a good point. Now, a couple of final ones to talk about Haywood and Nelson. What's happening over in Haywood?
Haywood Men's Shed, busy as normal. They're always busy over there. They're actually probably busier than Mount Gambier Shed most of the time.
Right.
They do a lot of delivery work and so forth around town. And they're renovating their kitchen and putting in shelving in the workshop. They indicated that when the kitchen is finished, that is when they will be holding the next cluster meeting.
Oh, right, in Haywood. Mm. And finally, Nelson.
Nelson. Still haven't been able to get money for their shed. They're working out of a combined shed with the fire department and a few others down there.
Right, yeah.
Only a small group of people down there, and but they're getting little jobs done around the town, and they're working out of a little boat shed, actually.
Mm.
And the boat that's in there has been cleaned up and the barnacles taken off, and so they reckon they can start using that a little bit now to keep them active.
Yeah, wonderful. All right, my friend, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Stan.
Keep happy and find out where your local men's shed is. There an area where people can go to find where sheds are?
Yes, there is. It's called the Australian Men's Shed Association, or AMPSA. Mm-hmm. And you go on there and you click on your state and you click on the area where you want, and they'll come up with the various sheds around the place.
All right. Good on you, Peter. Keep well. Thank you very much for your time.
Not a problem. Thank you.